Blog Talk Radio.
Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle to fix your
about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Thank you, Jesus. I have received.
Yes.
I have received. Lift your hands up and receive all that God has for you to receive. All you got to do is believe it and receive it.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God. Yes, God.
In
the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we bless your name. We just want to say thank you.
Yes, thank you, God.
We receive it.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Everyone to Sunday service.
Yes, welcome to Sunday service.
It's glad to see everybody here this afternoon. It is a blessing to be here.
Yes, that was my prayer last Sunday, to be back again
right.
on this Sunday.
On this Sunday.
God allowed it to happen.
We take those things for granted, you know.
Yes.
We just know that, oh, we're promised next month, next year, you know, because we take those things for granted. And so, like you said, you pray to be here, you know, next Sunday. And
next Sunday.
I thank God that we're both here.
Hallelujah.
You know, not just you're here, but we're here together.
Yeah. Amen.
So much has happened this past week. If you watch the news or just in your own family and around you. So we thank God. We thank God for everybody again. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hallelujah. Welcome.
I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Doris. Amen.
And we just want to welcome y'all. We are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Amen.
Welcome. We see everyone here this afternoon. And we just want to say welcome. If it's your first time having service with us here, being here with us, we want to personally welcome you.
Yes.
My husband and I said, so if you can press one, we would like to welcome you personally
right.
and say welcome to you, call you by your name.
That's right.
And welcome you. It's nothing like being, for me, when somebody knows my name and call me by my name.
Right.
Personally welcome me. So I want to personally welcome
right.
you. So
if
you
can, my house is God's house.
It's God's house.
That's right.
Right where you at. You know, we are the temple.
Church. This is God's
church. We are the temple.
That's right.
Yes, we are the church. So press one. We'd like to personally welcome you. Welcome, Sister Connie Northern. God bless you.
Welcome. God bless you.
She was here on intercessory prayer call. And
amen.
I want to continue to lift up her and her family. Amen. Right. Welcome, Sister Jackson.
God bless you.
And everyone else is here in Sunday service. We're not trying to leave everybody out, but God bless you, you know.
Yes.
And we thank you all. That don't they come into agreement how important it is that we, you know, come, you know, stand in agreement with each other, touch and agree.
That's right.
And so this, I put on my heart for 7 days to stand in the gap, you know, for family and friends. So for, you know, tomorrow is the last day of our intercessory prayer for, you know, the 7 consecutive days.
My Lord.
But we're Monday, every Monday at 6 a.m. we have intercessory prayer. And if I tell you, breakthrough has come, healing has taken place, people being delivered and set
That's
free,
right.
lives are being changed. When That's God right. gives you instructions, divine instructions, follow it. Trust God in it.
That's right.
You know, press in. The
Amen.
Devil is going to always try to stop you from getting on that call, which is, a lot of times God is just a call away. Just call on
That's
him.
That's it.
Just call on him. Just that easy. Just call on him.
Have you called him?
Have you called him?
Have you talked to him?
Have you talked to him?
Can you hear when he talks back to you?
That's what can you
Hallelujah.
Hear? Because that's so important. Even with the intercessory calling this week, the 7 days, the enemy is always going to try to stop you to get to what God's
right.
trying to take you to. He'll tell you you're tired. He'll tell you not today. He'll tell you you're all right when you're not. You know, he'll continue to
that's
see
right.
those things to deceive you. He comes settled. People think the enemy just comes like, bam, no, he comes settled.
Mm-hmm.
Bring you out before you look.
You
before you know it, you all the way out in the
that's
street.
That's right. Then draw you out.
Then draw you all the way out from the From
your
the
bank. Yeah, the
protection.
Love and protection.
And so don't allow that. You know, get up. You know, it's been mornings where I was like, oh, no, I'm going to do that call. I'm going to be on that call.
Yes.
I don't care if I just went to bed. And guess what? It seemed like it was always something to keep me up to like 4:30, 5:15, laying down, knowing I had to be up in the next few minutes.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just a test to see if God can trust you with what Amen. He has for you. Because you're asking God to do it. He said, wait a minute. You know, let me make sure. Because he knows your heart.
Yes.
And a lot of times he's just preparing you. Amen. Amen.
Let's welcome those that are online.
Welcome, Sister Mackie. We see that Sharon Mackie, that she's in service this Sunday.
Well,
we missed you last Sunday. God bless you. We're glad to see you back here this Sunday in Sunday service. We notice when you're not here and everyone you're not here, we definitely miss you. You know, we were concerned about all, you know, so we thank God that we can have that kind of love, the love of Christ. That's important.
Amen.
A lot of times you don't
Amen.
See that, you know, not to talk about any church, but because we are the church.
Right.
To have that love for one another,
yes.
you know. And, so
and we miss you.
We miss you.
Every single one, you know, that comes in agreement with us and be on Sunday service or be in Sunday service, you know, we love it. And when we don't see it, we miss you. So
Amen.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I don't know, Ms. Connie, if you pressed one by mistake, but I see that you pressed one. I'm just going to open up for you. And if you have anything you want to say, go ahead. If not, just say, oh, I pressed it by mistake. We definitely want to acknowledge you. Miss Connie, I see that you pressed one this morning, this afternoon.
Yes, hello. I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
Believe it or not, I had a date with my sister and my daughter to have my spa done, but I'm online with you too. So
Amen.
I'm happy to be here too.
All
Amen.
Right. Praise God. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Connie. We appreciate you so much. You know, I just say a little bit before we go right into our service lineup today. Is I've been knowing Miss Connie for some time now. She's a great supporter of mine and like a mother. She come out to all my shows and just
Amen.
Be a big support. And she brings people out. And when God called me to ministry, she was there to support me in ministry. Even when I was doing Diva Mac production, my plays and comedy shows,
Amen.
She was there. So when God called me over, she was there. You know,
a friend indeed.
Yes,
right.
So we thank God for you. And I pray that I've been a blessing to your life as you have been to mine, Miss Connie. So I just want to say thank you, and I celebrate you this day. We celebrate you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I know she was. If you were still saying something. Okay, thank you, Ms. Connie. We'll get started here. God bless everyone. If people still getting on for Sunday service this morning, we're going to call every spirit forth right now. We come against every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of confusion, deception, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
That stronghold is trying to keep people back from being in Sunday service.
Yes.
We have no excuse these days. We can just get online, log in, and be part of what God has for us.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Lord,
thank
you for your mercy and your grace. This and new to us this day, Father God. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's in Sunday service today, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you touch every heart, Lord God. Oh, Lord, cleanse every mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth so that we can be able to receive all that you have for us to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, move right now, God. Holy Spirit of the living God, walk every house, oh God. Sit in every car, Lord God. Oh, Lord, walk every building in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, go before your children on this day, oh God, preparing the way, oh God. Oh, Lord, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Seen and unforeseen dangers of this world in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we come seeking ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. Oh, Lord, lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Oh, Lord, come and change us, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. Oh, Lord, take out all that is not of you, Father God. Oh, Lord, replace with all that is of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, search our hearts this day, oh God. Oh, Lord, show us the errors of our ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that your word continues to be in our mouth, oh God. Oh, Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. If it weren't for you, Father God, where would we be, oh God? So, Lord, we thank you for being on our side, oh God, that we can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, and that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to tell you how much we love you on today and how much we appreciate you, Father God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh Lord. We thank you,
Lord,
for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we share. Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you just have your way, oh, God. Oh, Lord, touch us right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, all we need is a touch from you, oh, God. Lord, heal the body of the sick right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Make a way out of no way, oh, God, where it seems to be no way, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we need you right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your present help and the help that's on the way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, come and do a new thing in us, oh, God. We decree and declare your goodness on today. today in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, oh Lord, we decrease so that you may have all the increase in us, oh God. Oh Lord, teach us your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, bless us with revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive us right now, God, for all our sins, oh, God, iniquities and trespasses and transgressions, sins of commission and sins of omission, oh, God, and any other sins, oh, God, sins of deception, desires of this world, oh, God, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, decision, division, divination and doubting, egotism, envy, our false burdens and fantasy lust, fears and fornication, fighting and giving offense, gossip, greed, guilt, and heart hatred, oh, God, heaviness and hate in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, forgive us, hardness and hypocrisy, idolatry and pain, indifference and intimidation, intolerance and irritation, jealousy, judgmental, laboring and laboring sin, legalism, lust and lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, lust of the mind, lying and manipulation and disbelief, oh God, murder, plotting, presumptuous pride and provoking, railing and rebellion, resentment, relentlessness in the name of Jesus Christ, rudeness and sexual idolatry, sexual immorality, sexual impurity, sexual perversion, self-centeredness, and self-righteousness, oh God, self-criticalness, oh God, self-analysis, self-pity, self-strife, shame and slander, self-nakedness, oh God, struggling and taking offense, tension, unbelief and uncleanness, undermining unforgiveness, submissiveness, unsubmissiveness, vanity and worry, worldly and wickedness and witchcraft, mischief and wretchedness, oh God, frustration and addiction and dependence, murmuring and complaining. Oh Lord, forgive us right now, God, and any unknown sins in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we repent right now for all our sins, and we ask you to forgive us, each of us, oh God, of all our sins and iniquities and trespasses and expression is to cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing that it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9, it allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace. According to Hebrews 4:16, we're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects and cleanses us, that heals us, delivers us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and justifies us, and makes all things new. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are not conformed to this world, but we are controlled. That we are transformed by the renewing of our minds this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, your word said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16:18, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind right now all sickness and disease, all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them in our presence, everyone that's in service on today, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we loose them where Jesus sends them. And we bind them and command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to the Most High God. Oh, Lord, move on this line this morning, oh God. Move in Sunday service, oh God. The Bible declares that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. And we decree and declare that we are free. Receive your freedom this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, purify and sanctify our minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit that would cause confusion right now. Every double-minded spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against the spirit of depression, the spirit of suicidal thoughts right now, with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uproot every seed of the enemy that's been planted, whatever it was planted, with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, with all its roots and tentacles, and we decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it is dead and destroyed. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for so many things.
Yes, thank
we're
you,
thankful
Lord.
That your word is true and established in the heavens, according to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever, God. We thank you for your grace, your sufficient grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that you give your angels charge over us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation and coming to our home, oh God, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life in the name of Jesus Christ, and that everyone in our household are saved. We thank you for your righteousness that is imparted into us, oh God. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the count of the Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask that you just have your way, oh God. We lift up our mothers and brothers and sisters, our nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles and cousins. We lift up our husband and wives right now, God. We lift up our family members, oh God, all that we're concerned about in love. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you bless, heal, deliver, and set free, oh God, protect and guide in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we ask that you just have your way, oh God. Lord, you have created us a clean heart, and we thank you. You renewed a right spirit in us, and we thank you. You made all things pass away and all things new, and we thank you. You didn't cast us away from your presence, and we thank you. That you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us, and we thank you. Even when we failed you, oh God, you showed your mercy, and that your mercy endures forever, and we thank you. You restored us to the joy of your salvation, and we we thank you. Lord, your joy is our strength, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for the heaven of salvation. We put it on right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, our God. Lord, we thank you.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today, oh, God. Those that are traveling on the road, oh, God, give them traveling grace and mercies, oh, God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers. In the name of Jesus Christ, no accidents, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you for the God that it's already done. Huh? We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, rain down on us, oh, God. I pray for an open heaven right now over us. Huh? Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings we won't have room enough to receive. Huh? By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Let the overflow come in, oh God. Let there be a washing with your word on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we drink it from the cup of blessings this day. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we are blessed, and we can never be cursed. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you are ourselves right now. We acknowledge you, Father God, precious Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, in all your ways, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that your kingdom come right now, that your will be done over our families, oh God, and all that's in service on today. We ask you to make your word stronger and greater than our wills, oh God. We ask you to make us hungry and thirst after your righteousness according to Matthew 5 and 6. We stand on your promise, oh God, oh Lord, that we are your children, oh God. We prophesy according to Acts 2 and 17. We intercede in the spirit that our families are saved by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us right now. Help each of us to keep a pure heart according to 1 Peter 1 and 22. Keep us in the remembrance of your promise that you will never leave us or forsake us according to Hebrews 3 and 13 and 5, oh God. We take the shield of faith and cover our families right now. We cover our church right now. For you, oh God, for you have blessed us, oh God. You have made us righteous by your righteousness. Then we decree and declare right now that we are the righteousness of God. Oh Lord, it's your favor and protect us right now and surround us with your shield, huh? According to Psalms 5 and 12, oh God, we thank you. That we dwell right now in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for your protection, oh God. We love you. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth all that we prayed for and all that we're asking for and touching and agreeing this very day and this very hour, that God has answered our prayers and divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. We thank you, Father God, for turning every curse our way into a blessing, and we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that even in this service, oh God, as your pastor go forward, oh Lord, that you will have your way, oh God. It's not about us, it's all about you, Father God. We give it all over to you, Lord God, withholding nothing. Oh Lord, we say yes, oh God, this day. We say yes, oh God, to continue to walk in it, oh God, to walk by faith and not by faith, trusting you, Father God, all, every step of the way, oh God, and we thank you and we love you. Oh, my mighty God, yes, Lord, we bless your name, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, Father God. For we know that there were others that took their last breath, oh God, and that heart beat the last beat this morning. But we thank you, Lord God, that ours continue to beat and we continue to breathe. We thank you for the breath of life, Lord God, that you give in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all is blessed that is in service today, and all will continue to be blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. Receive the Shekinah glory right now in Jesus Christ's holy name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, 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 amen. Right now we'll have our scripture by our pastor. Let's say Manny. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have I think it's two scriptures that I want to read. I want to come out the book of Colossians. We'll be over in the book of Colossians, chapter 2. We'll start right here at verse 5. Colossians, chapter 2, verse 5. You have your Bibles. Go with me over here. All right. Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 5 says, "For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I'm with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him." And I'll read 7 here. And 7 is rooted and built up in him, established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. God bless the readers,
amen,
and the hearers and the doers of the word. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. At this time, we'll have our music selection, and then Pastor Amanda will come back with the word lesson for us, and then we'll have another music selection for those that are just, you know, a first time in service, so you'll know how the service went, and then we'll have a message from Pastor Tawani Kamani. All right, you all enjoy. God bless.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were magnify you. Hey. We thank you for what you've done. what you're doing, God, and what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We must praise. We must praise. We thank everybody that's here in Sunday service.
Hallelujah.
Sister Bill, it's good to see you. All that is in service, Sister Kimberly and your husband, God bless you all. We see that, you know, people still coming into service. God bless you. God bless you. Brother Evans, God bless you. We see that you're in service today. God bless you.
Yeah.
And everyone else, Sister Darvina Dudley, God bless you, sister. She's been intercessory prayer all this week with us. So God bless you and your family. You all, I'm going to bring up Pastor Manning at this time. But there's a song I was saying I wanted to, I'm not a singer. I can sing, but I'm not a singer. But I wanted to say this, and you all can, I can agree with me. It's by, I believe it's Marvin Sapp. So glad I made it. So glad I made it. I made it through. Oh,
yeah.
I made it through. Oh, so glad I made it. Hallelujah. So glad I made it. Hallelujah. I made it through. Jesus. I made it through. Oh, so glad I made it. I don't know about you, if there's been a point in your life where you almost gave up, but God, and just you're just so glad you made it.
Hallelujah.
He said, if you see me cry, he said, understand that I'm still alive because I made it. Hallelujah. It just was in me. I had a little sticky. I was
hallelujah.
Like, I'm gonna sing a little bit of that in service today.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God.
We thank God
time.
For
I
your
pray
voice.
To you all.
Thank God.
Yes, no other than Pastor Dorsey Manny, my husband, with the word, the lesson on today. Please have your pen and paper to receive. He is a teacher. You know, he's a preacher and a teacher. So have your pen and paper to receive the word of God and what he has for you that God has placed on his heart. Be open. Open your mind. Set your mind to receive in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, I present to you the anointed God, anointed to one, no, God, anointed, and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manny. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I thank you so much. I thank God for allowing me this opportunity to be able to be used and deliver his word. You know, not my word, but his word.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you this afternoon. We thank you this afternoon, Father, for your presence, and thank you for your power. We thank you that you have already given us a word through dreams. You have already given us a word through our imagination. You've already spoke to us, Father, and we hear you. And every single thing that you say to us, Father, we follow you because we trust you. And we just want to say thank you this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are our eyes, our hearts, and our thoughts. Now we pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture. For us not to add to it or take anything away from it. Unclean thought and unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. All that you agree says amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, today it was put on my heart early this morning to talk to you about the righteous cry. The righteous cry, and God heard their groanings. You know, this was something that was ministered to me last night. Me and my wife, we actually woke up early this morning, and you know, we began to pray, and we began to, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. All right, the righteous cry, and God heard their groanings. Who saved you when you were facing death? Who came to your rescue when the ugliest time of your life it broke you down or it broke you to pieces? Who was it? This time right here, who saved you when you was facing death? And who came to your rescue when you were in the ugliest times of your life, when you were broken down or broken to pieces? Every single one of us at one point in time in my life have found ourselves mentally or physically broken. Mentally or physically broken to the point that all you had left in you was a cry out for help or a cry out for relief. Amen. I definitely have been there. We've all been there at some point in time in our life. Now, see, this place right here, this place where you have been, or this place where you might be now, this is a place in life where you send out a
a distress call or SOS. You send it out for help. You know, you hope and you have faith that somebody, you know, will show up to help you in these hard times or these distressful times that's in your life. In this place, this same place where I'm talking about now, see, this place, this is usually where the enemy, your enemy, thinks that, you know, I got you because it ain't nobody here to help you. I got you, and you're all alone. See, right here in this place, right here, this is where your enemy has already made a plot and a plan, have set up to kill you or to slaughter you. Amen.
Amen.
We've been in that place. Have anybody been there? Because I know I've been there. I've been there in this place. See, now, this place right here, what I'm talking about, this place is called, it's called danger. It got many names. This place is called danger. This place is called darkness. This place is called death. It's called destruction, damage, damagement, distress. See, this is the devil's den. This place right here, this is what I'm talking about. See, we've been there before. You know, this is a place where you're in captivity. This is that place where you're in sickness. This is that place where you are oppressed or you're or depressed. You're suffering from that. You're suffering from oppression or you're suffering from depression. This is a place, you know, where you just feel like that you just curse. You know, everything that you do is cursed. You know, you're just failing in everything. You know, you just live in this place where you're just bound by, you know, your own sins or maybe even the sins of others. You know, possibly, you know, it could be something that you're going through, you know, from a generational curse, something that happened from birth.
My Lord.
Who saved you?
My Lord.
Who rescued you?
Jesus.
Some of us might be going through this right now. Right now, it's like what I'm talking about. Some of us might be going through this. Some of us might be in this place right now. But we thank God. We thank God that when we cry out, God has already showed up to save us and to rescue us.
My Lord, thank you, Lord.
We couldn't make no telephone call. You couldn't call out to your brother or your sister or your mother or father or best friend. So you couldn't call out to them because there wasn't nobody around. Nobody couldn't hear you. But see, God heard you. God heard you when you cried out. And when you cried out for help, didn't he show up and then he rescue you? The situation that you was looking at right then that looked like it was at a dead end, the situation looked like it was about to take you out. See, this situation, you see, when you cried out to God, so you couldn't do nothing else but hope for somebody to come show up and somebody rescue. And God showed up when you cried out, but when you called upon. And we thank you, God, for hearing our cry. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
if you have your Bibles with you right now, go over here. I want to show you. I want to show you a scripture here over here in Exodus. Go over here with me to Exodus chapter 2. I'm going to show you this here. I'm going to show you the what the children of Israel, what they cried. What they cried out to God. Exodus chapter 2. And we're going to start right here at verse 20. We'll start right here at verse 23. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 23 says, amen. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel, they sighed by reason of bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God for reasons of bondage. See, these are the children of Israel. See, they were crying out because, see, they was in slavery. You know, that old king over there had was reigning over them and had placed them into slavery. So it said that they cried out to God, and their cry went up. It went up to God, and God heard their cries. And 24 says, and God heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. So now I want to start right here for a second. The righteous cry. See, the righteous cry out. Now, who is the righteous? Who is the righteous? See, those that are in Christ Jesus, we are the righteousness of God. And those that are in Christ Jesus are the righteousness of God. That means that you have a right to be able to call upon the Lord and call for his help, and he would come down and help you, because this is the promise. This is that covenant that he made with our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, it says right here in this scripture here that God remembered his covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he came to their rescue. That's a promise of God. The righteous cry out. See, we are the righteous, those of us that are in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being in us. And we thank you for being with you. And when we call upon God, he shows up to our rescue in our times of need when everything looked like it was right there at the end. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Over here in Psalms 34. We'll go over here in Psalms 34. We'll go in Psalms 34. We'll start right here at verse 6. Psalms 34 and verse 6. Now, this is David. This is David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove away, and he departed right here. See, this is David right here. Over here in Psalms 34 and 6, it says, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. See, when God shows up, when you cry out to the Lord and you see you're in trouble, see, God ain't going to show up and just change the situation just enough for you to be able to put your hand on it and take care of it. No, see, when you cry out to God, God shows up and he changed your situation and he takes you out of all your trouble because you have gotten out the way and you have trusted in God to be able to handle every single issue that's concerning you. And we thank God. We thank God.
Yes, thank you.
Psalms 34 and 15. Psalms 34 and 15 says, the eye of the Lord is upon the righteous, and the ears, and his ears are open unto their cries. Don't you know that God has his ears open to you? See, it don't matter what situation that you're facing right now, God has his ears open up to you. He said the righteous. And the reason why that we are the righteous, because we are in Christ. Christ is righteous. We need to understand that Jesus Christ is righteous. He is the righteousness. It's not because we are righteous about what we do. We're not righteous about the things that we say. We're not righteous about how we act, how we give to the poor, or whatever it is that we do. It's not by our actions. We are righteous because it is Jesus Christ that is righteous. In the day that you receive Jesus Christ into your life, you became righteous, and God hears the righteous. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The righteous cry. So when I was hearing this message this morning, I thank God, you know, for speaking this message to me. I was hearing this message this morning, and I was like, okay, well, God, you said the righteous cry. So what is the righteous cry? And so I started to think a little bit. You know, every single child, you know, that's in fear or that's in distress or they are yearning for their mother or yearning for their father or they're yearning for someone, you know, to hold them in their care, they cry out, don't they? That's what children do. Children cry out. See, we need to realize that we are the children of God. And see, the children of God, they cry out because they know that God the Father Almighty is going to help them, just like your children, or if you have any children. Just like when they cry out, you come to their rescue when they open up their mouth and cry their cry of distress. We know it, and we thank God. We are that righteousness. And then I started to think about, okay, well, who else cries out? And then I started to think about animals, little baby animals, little babies. You know that animals, when they have their youngin' or they have whatever it is, anytime their youngin' go astray away from their mother or go astray away from their fathers, they will cry out because they lost. They will cry out because they're in fear. They'll cry out because they're in a place, you know, this world that looks very dangerous to them. They'll cry out, and then here it is, you know, that their mom will come to their rescue and make sure that they are all right. Every single being, every single thing in this world, you know, it cries out. You know, even in the birds, when they fall out of the nest, they cry out for their mom, and then, you know, here it is, their mom swooped down and picked them up and put them back in the nest. This is the same thing that God does for us. When we're in that place, you know what I'm saying, where we fall from grace, God swoops down and he picks us back up and he puts us back in that place. And God does not judge you. He does not condemn you, but he helps you because he loves you. And we need to know that every single day of our life, the righteous cry out to God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Let's go over here to Romans. Amen. Let's go over here to Romans. Let's go over here to Romans. I'm not going to be that much longer. The righteous cry, and God heard their groanings. So this morning, and here he is. You know, God was showing me all this, you know, what he had to show me and my wife early this morning. You know, I had woke up out of my sleep, and I would begin to pray. I would begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. You know, my hand, you know, went up to the ceiling, and I would begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. And then, you know, right after I prayed in the Holy Spirit, the first thing that came out of my mouth was, we don't know what we ought to pray about, but we thank God that we have the Holy Spirit that's inside of us that knows exactly what to pray about, even when we don't know what to pray about. So you don't know the things that you might be facing. You don't know what Satan had or his agent has planned for you, or the plots and agenda that he has already conjured up for you. But see, the Holy Spirit knows. See, this is the reason why that we are counted as righteous, because it is Jesus Christ who is inside of us who is righteous. This is why we are righteous, and this is why that you have the Holy Spirit, or you have this gift of tongues to be able to pray about things that you don't even know about. Let's go over here to Romans chapter 8. Go over here to Romans chapter 8, and I want to show you. I want to show you a little something right here in Romans chapter 8 and verse. We'll start right here in verse 1. Let's go ahead on and take it on up. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing us to see you in your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing us to have your word that dwells in us richly. We thank you that when you speak to us early in the morning, we hear you and we go just right there to that place where you tell us to go, because there's something for you need us to see, because we know that it's something that you need for us to do. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says, it reads here, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walks after the Spirit is us that walk after the Spirit. I mean, we are being led by the Holy Spirit. See, the righteous man or the righteous woman, see, we walk after the Spirit. See, we don't trust in every single word that we hear from somebody else. We trust in what the Holy Spirit tells us. Now, if there's somebody that the Holy Spirit, you know, have put in our path for us to meet, we will know it because it'll quicken in our spirit. See, we need to know that Jesus Christ, which is our Lord and Savior, when we got in Jesus Christ, we received a gift. See, it's a gift of righteousness. This is what God gave you. God gave you the gift of righteousness. God gave you the gift of grace. And see, we need to know that if we are no longer after the flesh, we don't no longer trust into our mind, we don't no longer trust into what the media say, we don't no longer trust into what the news say, we don't even trust into what someone say that tries to condemn us, that try to cause us to feel like that we ain't good enough, or to feel like that we have to do something to be able to receive God's gift, receive righteousness. No, you did that when you confessed that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. When you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that you're no longer the sinful man or no longer the sinful woman, you had entered in this place called grace, where God gives gifts. He gives many more gifts, but he gave you gifts right here. Now, this is one thing that we need to understand this. You know, understand that God hears the prayers of his righteous, of his children. He hear your prayers right here. So let's go on over here a little bit. Let's go ahead on over here, and I want to show you this. Over here in Romans chapter 8 and verses 22. Now this is Apostle Paul. This is him teaching this. It says, for we know not what we know that the whole creation groaning and travaileth in pain together until now. And 23 says, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. 24 says, for we are saved by hope. Hope that is seen is not seen, for what a man seeth, he does not yet hope for it. And 25 says, but if we hope for the things that are not seen, we do with patience waiting for it. See, now, God hears the righteous cry. See, God hears the righteous cry. But see, it's not just enough for us to know that God hears the righteous cry. See, right here what Paul is saying, that We don't know what we ought to be praying about, but see, we have the Holy Spirit, you know, that knows what we ought to be praying about, and God hears your prayer. See, God can hear us on right now when we are in service, when we are learning His word, we're reading His word here. See, God hears us. But see, it's certain things that we need to know, and we have the Holy Spirit, which is our intercessor, which is Christ Jesus, which is our intercessor. That's why we have this gift of tongues, to be able to pray in tongues, because it is Jesus Christ inside of you that's making intercessions for you to God the Father Almighty concerning you.
Amen.
Amen. So this is what this groaning in spirit. Use this gift. Use this gift every single day of your life. Every single day of your life, use this gift of praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, 26 reads right here in Romans chapter 8 and 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for what we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions. See, right there it says it. The Spirit maketh intercessions for us with groaning that cannot be uttered. This means use that. Use that. Use the Holy Spirit. This is so important for you. This is very important for you to know, because we are the righteousness of God. See, this is what it means when you can confess that when I was in trouble, it was Jesus Christ that saved me. See, when I was sick in my body, it was Jesus Christ, you know, that healed me. See, when I was in darkness, it was Jesus Christ that brought me out of the darkness and brought me into the light. See, when I was captive, see, when I was captured, you know, by the trials and the tribulations or whatever it is that I'm in this world, it was Jesus Christ who brought you out. And see, we don't remember these things no more, because these things that Jesus Christ has brought us out, see, God don't see these things. We are no longer allowed this world or the things of this world or people in this world to try to condemn us, to cause us to think that God don't love us. No, God loves you. You are His righteousness because you are in Christ Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit. You have a gift. God gives us gifts to be able to use. He gives you gifts of tongues to be able to pray about things that you don't even know about. He gives us other gifts. He gives you gifts of discernment. He gives you gifts of wonders. He gives you gifts of miracles. He gives you gifts of healing. He gives you gifts of prophecy. This is His word. This is what God gives you. He gives you gifts. Because this is what He promised. This is the covenant that He made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob concerning you. Those who enter into the body of Christ, we are equal heirs to the throne. We decree that we are God's righteousness. God, we decree that we are your righteousness. And God, having immense power and immense authority through Christ Jesus, we declare that Jesus Christ has made us righteous, not by our own self or things that we have done. It is Jesus Christ who has made us righteous. We realize that weapons will be formed against you. Understand that weapons will be formed against you, but they shall not work, because we have the protection of God. We are in Christ.
Amen.
We confess with our mouth that we are saved by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and our hope and faith in all our ways. We will be in love of God in Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
God bless you
God
all.
Bless you.
I hope this bless you.
Bless
you definitely
you.
Blessed
bless
us. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes, we thank God for everyone at the Sunday service. Thank you for the word that went forward. Just a breakdown of the word. As Pastor, that is part of our service. He teaches us the lesson, gives the word in the lesson, and then I'll come here with the message. We have a music selection. So we thank God for the word and understanding. He said, when the righteous cry out, I hope you all took notes.
Yes.
So you can go back to the lesson that went forward here in Sunday service as we prepare yourself in mind to receive the message that will go forward. We have our next music selection, and we'll be back with the message from Pastor Tawanika Manning. God bless you, Pastor Manning.
Hallelujah.
For that powerful message. We thank you for the teaching. Amen. Glory to God. Stay with us, you all. Stay with us.
God, make me more like you. wash me through, create me a clean.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have now made it to the message part of the Sunday service. And I thank God for allowing me the opportunity to introduce y'all to my beautiful wife. You know, I love her so much. You know, God, I've really blessed her. You know, she's a very anointed, powerful woman. God, she's been called into the fivefold ministry. She's a prophetess. Love God. So, y'all enjoy this word. I know I will. You know, this is my wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Doris. Amen. And God bless you. We thank you for the lesson that went forward. I know people say, oh, that's a little bit different, but we thank God for the word and the lesson that God puts on your heart every Sunday. God bless you. Bless everyone that's in Sunday service today. I thank God for the opportunity. Heavenly Father, I come give you all honor, praise, and glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me. Lord, let your word go forward, not my word. Holy Spirit, I ask that you just have your way. Touch every heart to receive, every mind to be open to receive all that is preached in this very hour, in this very time. We thank you for this time that we can come together, Father God, in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ, and thank you for being in the presence. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree and declare that you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you. You are the author and the finisher of my faith, and all through all and above all of my life. In the kingdom, Father God, I thank you. Thy kingdom come, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Again, welcome everyone. Like to say welcome again to our visitors, our guests. I see we have new people here, and we just want to say welcome once again. Welcome. We hope you enjoy yourself and that this will not be your last time that you're here in Sunday service with us. Today the message is, are you who you say you are? Are you who you say you are? A lot of times we're saying to be something that we're not. We're saying that we're Christ. So people are looking at us saying, you're saying that you're Christian, but you don't look nothing like a Christian. You don't act nothing like a Christian. On the outside, we look Christian. We dress Christian. You know, we have the suit. We have the dress. We have the hair. You know, we talk a certain type of way. But some of us, when we get behind closed doors, we operate a different type of way. So my question to you are you who you say you are? I want you to examine yourself during this message on today to ask yourself, am I who I say I am? Am I representing who I say that I am? Am I truly representing the kingdom of God? Am I walking the way that Christ has called me to walk? When we go to the Bible here, you all can come with me, walk with me right quick. And Matthew 7, I'm excited because it makes you think about, am I who I really say I am? Because I'm not saying I'm a woman of God, I'm a man of God, but do I portray that I say that I am? So I want you to ask yourself, are you who you say that you are? Are you who you say that you are? Are you who you say that you are? Matthew, we're going to go first to Matthew 7, verse 15. I'm sorry, Matthew 7, verse 15, and I'm going to kind of go around, so I'll give you the scriptures, and you can just write it down and go back to it. Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 15 through 18, you all. We read here, the Bible says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but in inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by the fruits. Hallelujah. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushels or figs from thistles? Hallelujah. And then verse 17 says, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. And a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. What is the Bible saying to us here? When we look at the scripture here, false prophets come. So a lot of times they're presenting ourselves to be something that we're not. We look the part. Huh? Sometimes we speak the part, but inwardly we are not that at all. We don't operate what's actually in us because you can't see the true of the person. So are you who you say you are? Are you that God-fearing woman? Are you that God-fearing man? Are you that woman of God? Are you the prophet that God called you to be? Are you living a life that is upright? Are you who you say you are? The Bible tells when we look at the scriptures for false prophets were common back in the Old Testament times. They prophesied only what the king and the people wanted to hear, claiming it was God's message. False teachers are just as common today. Jesus said to beware of those who sound religious, but who are motivated by money, fame, and power. So you can't tell who they are because in their teaching, they minimize Christ and glorify themselves or you who you say you are. A lot of times we're following people who claim to be one thing, but there's something else. But I want you to examine yourself today. Or you are who you say that you are. If you say that you're a woman of God and that you're saved and that you're Christian, then you should look like it and you should talk like it and you should live like it in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't say I'm a woman of God, but you're walking around with your breasts out and little skirts. You say, but God know my heart. Yeah, that's the thing. God does know your heart. And when you receive Christ, you receive change. So are you are who you say that you are? Because your language will change. You will not have a bad mouth cussing out people, you know, condemning people, talking down on people, gossiping. So are you are who you say you are? When we go over to verse Matthew chapter 7, you all, Matthew chapter 7, we're still in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. And I want you to examine yourself. Are you are who you say you are? If you say that you're an honest person, why do you keep on lying? If you say that you are that, excuse me, y'all. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 22 here. Now, the Bible says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. The Bible tells us here in verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have you not prophesied? Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23 says, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Or you are who you say you are. Or you are who you say you are. When we look at the scripture, some self-professed people that, whether athletes or whatever their fame or whatever they're walking in, can talk a great game. You hear people all the time, they talk a great game, they talk a great talker, they are this and that, but when it come up to, you know, to put up or shut up, they can't produce, they can't generate that they say that they are. So when we look at the scripture here, but that tells you nothing about their skills and who they truly are. And everyone who talks about heaven belongs to everyone. Not everyone who talks about heaven belongs to God's kingdom. Understand that. They know the word. They know how to make it sound like and make it look good. I want to make sure that you understand, make sure that you're not that person, that you examine yourself on today, that who you say you are, that you are that. Because the Bible tells us, don't we make glory and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, when the time comes, Jesus will tell us, I don't even know who you are. You workers of iniquity.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So when we look at here in verse 21, again, not everyone who talks about heaven belongs to God's kingdom. Jesus is more concerned about our walk than our talk. He wants us to do right, not just say the right words. Your house, which represents your life, will withstand the storms of life only if you do what is right instead of just talking about it. What you do cannot be separated from what you believe. People understand a lot of times we're doing things behind closed doors. We present ourselves one way out in the public in front of people that we're loving, that we're kind, that we're giving, but behind closed doors we're something else. My Lord, my God, walk with me here. Walk with me here, you all. Are you that sheep? Are you that wolf in sheep's clothing? You have to ask yourself, are you that? Are you who you say you are? Are you exactly what you present on the outside to be that on the inside? The Bible tells us in verse 21 and 23 here, you all, Jesus exposed those people who sounded religious but had no personal relationship with him. So on that day, the day of judgment, our relationship with Christ, our acceptance of him as Savior, and our obedience to him will matter. So many people think that if they are good people and say religious things, they will be rewarded with eternal life. In reality, faith in Christ is what will count at the judgment. Are you who you say you are? We know that day will come. That day is the final day of reckoning with God and will settle all accounts, judging sin and rewarding faith. You all check yourself, examine yourself. Are you who you say you are? When we go over to Luke chapter 20, verse 45 through 47, you all, and I'm not going to keep you all much longer. The Bible says, then in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, beware of the scribes who desire to go around in long robes and love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogue, and the best places at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation. Are you who you say you are? The Bible tells us, Jesus said, right, he told his disciples, beware of these people, beware of these people. The scribes who desire to go around in these long robes. I mean, they look holy. They got the cross on. They got the robe on. They do long greetings. They say what needs to be said. They act a certain way, but in reality, they're devouring people. They're going around. They're bringing it on. They're talking about it. They're hurting. They're taking what they can get.
Understand that you all be who you say that you are, because God already knows. He knows exactly who you are. You cannot hide. You cannot hide from our Father in heaven. He sees our all-knowing, all-seeing, in all, for all. You can't fool God none of the time. You'll end up fooling yourself. A lot of us are walking around, we're fooling our own self. When we look in the book of Ezekiel in chapter 8, the Bible tells us here, furthermore, in verse 6, that furthermore, he was talking to Ezekiel, son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abomination that this house of Israel commits here to make me go far away from my sanctuary. And turn again, you will see a greater abomination. So he brought me to the door. Ezekiel said, he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. And then he said to me, son of man, dig into the wall. And when he dug into the wall, there was a door. And he said to me, go. This week, and then he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there. So he said, I went in and I saw, and there were every sort of creeping thing, hallelujah, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around on the walls. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and in their midst stood Jezaniah the son of Shaphan, and each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. And then he said to me, son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the room of his idols, for they say the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, turn again and you will see greater abominations that they are doing. So he brought me, he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house. And to my dismay, women are sitting there weeping for Tammuz. And then he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Turn again and you will see greater abominations than these. So he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they were worshiping the sun toward the east. And he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? It is a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here, for they have filled the land with violence, and they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch into their nose. There in verse 18, he said, therefore I also will act in fury. My eyes will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. Or you who you say you are. I want you to understand that God sees all. He knows all. You can't hide from God. You can hide from them. You can put on whatever kind of outfit. You can speak whatever kind of way. You can try to sound professional. You can kind of sound like you're a theologian. But I'm here to tell you that the God sees all and knows all. So you got to examine yourself, people. Or you are who you say that you are. If you say that you're a woman of God, then you need to live it. You need to talk it. You need to act it all day, every day. It ain't some of the days that you put it off. You wear it every day. You walk. You wake up when you go to bed with it. You wake up with it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Or you are who you say you are. I want you to understand that God sees and He knows. There's nothing that you can hide from God none of the time.
Yes,
or you are who you say you are. Or you are who you say you are. You say that you're love, but you cause hurt. You say that you're peace, but you cause confusion. You say that you're help, but you come to rob. You say that you're life, but you come to kill. You say that you care, but you come to destroy. You say that you're a giver, but you come to steal. You say that you come to bring life, but you come to manipulate. You say that you come to build up, but you come to tear down. You say that you come to comfort, but you come to cause pain. You say that you're a friend, but you treat me like an enemy. You say that I can count on you, but just for you to count me out. You say that you are the truth, but you speak lies. You say that you save her, but you live unsaved. You say that you have been found, but you walk around lost. You say that you're healed, but you walk around sicker. You say that you're honest, but you're true, but the truth ain't in you. You say that you don't like drama, but you create drama. You say the past is behind, but you keep living in it. You say that you have forgiveness, but you cannot forgive. You say that you're the sheep, but you operate like a wolf. You say that you are free, but you're still living locked up. You say that you're dead to sin, but living in it. You say that you're transformed, but you are conformed. You say you don't try to hurt people, but you do. Or you are who you say that you are.
Hallelujah.
I want you to examine yourself. We're going to wrap this up. I just want you to examine yourself, as I examine myself daily, and I ask God, if there's anything that's out of you, oh God, that's in me, Lord, let it be removed right now. Lord, I ask that you show me the errors of my ways. It should be your prayer, so that you can be all that you say that you are. So when you confess to someone, I am this. I am a woman of God. I'm a man of God. I believe in love. I love. I forgive. Make sure that you're doing that. Make sure that you're saying who you say that you are, that you're actually that. If you're that, be that. If you're not, ask God to change you. You ask God to change you, because God can change you. It's nothing that God cannot do, and it's nothing that God will not do for his children and we are the children of God. And we just want to thank you, Father God. Thank you for your word on today. Just ask God, hey, Lord, help me to be all that I say that I am in Christ Jesus. Or you are who you say that you are. And I want to go to Philippians real quick before we close out here. And then we're going to open up the doors of the church. And we're going to pray. And then we'll have our tithes and offering. And then we'll have our announcements from Sister Dillard. And then Pastor will close out. In Ephesians, in Philippians 4:9, Paul exhorts us to the following, his example, by becoming doers of the word of God. He shows us that Christian conduct is built on biblical content and is vital because it results in the very presence of God, the presence of the God of peace. When we look at verse 9, we must be separated from verse 8. You all. So our thought life forms the basis of our behavior. So if our conduct is simply outward conformity to the expectations of the Christian crowd, it is not genuine and will not stand up under pressure or temptation. Christian conduct must flow out of a Christian thought life, and as we continue on and walk in it, you know, daily in our life, a Christian thought life is a result of genuine conversion where God imparts to us a new nature that is able to please Him. Amen. So we have to seek God. I always say that's my favorite scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. The gospel is not something we add to our lives. It is rather something which should entirely dominate our lives. So the Christian life, therefore, is not merely a modification of the natural life. It is a new life. A Christian does not merely add something to their lives. They are people who have been changed at the centric, they are entirely different. Y'all, we are different. Be that that you say that you are. Be that you say, once we are converted through faith in Christ, we begin the process of sanctification, our growth and holiness through the renewal of our minds through scripture and the corresponding changes in our conduct so that we learn to please God with our lives. When we look in verse 9, Paul shows us how this process works, why it is of a vital importance, namely that the sense of God's presence as a God of peace and linking with it. He mentions four components: the intellectual, what you have learned, the violational, what we receive, the behavioral, what you have heard and seen, which you must practice, and the emotional, the God of peace shall be with you, should be with us. We as Christians are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, you all. And at least, you all, ask God to help you. Ask God to help. We're not here to judge or condemn anyone, but ask God to help you to be able to be all that you say you are, all that you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you for your word at this time. We're going to open up the doors of the church. Is there anyone out there that need prayer and saying, you know, I need prayer at this time. I've prayed, and I need someone to come into agreement with me. Is there anyone we want to pray with you and for you? Press 1. Is there anyone that's looking for a church home and saying, you know what, I found what I'm looking for here with the Gospel Public Ministries? And we invite you. We extend the invitation for discipleship here with the Gospel Public. There's one that's wanting to rededicate your life to Christ, saying, you know what, I'm tired of being out there. I'm tired of walking the way I've been walking and talking the way I've been talking. I want to be transformed. Oh, I want to be transformed. We want to invite you to come back in. Rededicate your life to Christ today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There may be one that wants to receive the Holy Spirit today. There's one that wants to be saved today.
Well,
today is that day. Give your life over
Amen.
To God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for all that is in service today. Lord God, we ask you to bless every household, every member, every church member, every family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask there be no lack, Father God, of your goodness operating through and about their lives. Father God, we pray for change right now, and change for the better, Father God. Oh, Lord, change everyone that's on the line today, oh, Father God. Lord, do a new thing in us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth so that we can be all that we say that we are in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If we say that we are sheep, we'll be sheep, oh, God. If we say that we are Christians, we'll be Christians, Father God. Oh, Father God, that we will not deceive anyone. We will not operate in manipulation, deceitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ or trickery. Lord God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for change, oh God. We bless your name, Lord. We give it all over to you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we all say amen. We definitely want to lift up on our prayer list today. We have Sister Valencia Allen. We have our Sister Carol Dillon, we want to lift her up right now. We pray for healing and deliverance and peace. We lift up Terry Manning, Latonya Mackey, Sean Singleton Shepherd. We lift up Latasha Nelson, Helen Manning, the Mackey family, Jamel Henderson, her daughter. We lift them up in Barbara Tomey. We lift them up
Barbara Tomey was in the news, you all, and I don't know if you heard about it. She was killed by her husband. He was a pastor, a prophet, and I came across this story, and it really, really did something to me because, that's what inspired with the preaching today. Are you are who you say you are? Because if you say you have the love of Christ in you, you know that you can actually kill someone that you say you love in such a manner. You know, he took her life. He gunned her down. The woman he said he loved, that God gave to him. And, you know, we got to be all that. If you say that you are that daily, we have to renew our minds because the enemy comes to attack your mind, to attack your mind. And so it's important. I want to pray, you know, definitely for that family, for the loss of their daughter, their sister, their cousin, their niece. I mean, that was a heart blow, and it's something because her brother went to try to save her the day before to get out of that situation, to call the police, and she didn't want to do it, and the next day her life was taken. So we pray for that family. We lift up their family right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offering. Hallelujah. If you want to send your offering in or your tithe, send it to Pastor Chantel. Pastor Chantel at Cash App. That's Pastor spelled out Chantel, Chantell, at our Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or either on Facebook through Messenger Pay. You can actually go to Messenger and pay. Some of us have that set up. I don't know if everybody knows about it, but you can pay through Messenger. Send over your tithes and offering, and it's under Tawanika Manning, you all. And any other way you can call to send it either by mail or Walmart to Walmart, however you want to see. We thank you for being a blessing and God using you. Because the only way that you can be a blessing is that you, only way you can bless is that you be, that God has blessed you to be a blessing. Amen. So we thank God for you right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as we pay our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3. Father God, we claim and we ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given us as a tither. And Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes and giving offering according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you've promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us, O God. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sakes because of our obedience and paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord God, to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes, Father God. And Heavenly Father, we ask you, Father God, that our vine, our cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any of our family members, our finances, our fruits, our grounds, our marriages, because we are obedient to you in paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances and our fruits and our grounds. Oh, Lord, bless right now with your seven blessings of a tithe as written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe according to John 16:23. And Father, we have been, Father God, for we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray to God be the glory. Yeah. And we all say amen, amen, amen. Yeah. At this time, we're going to have our announcements from Sister Carol Dillard. Sister Dillard, you're on. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good evening, everyone. The announcement for this week is, good evening, Monday at 6 a.m., we have intercession with prayer, fasting from 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 12 p.m. noon. And and Tuesday, we have scheduled a one-on-one counseling prayer. You can call Pastor Manning at
346-7196.
You call it 346-719-3349. You have to schedule your one-on-one counseling so you can give her a call. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have Bible study. And we'll be calling the same number that we're on now, 845-277-9213. And then on Thursday, we have the pastor, the preacher and the pastor show at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, let me give y'all the number, 845-277-9213. That's the pastor and the preacher radio show. Then at Sunday, 2 o'clock, we have our Sunday service, and we'll be calling this number at 845-277-9213. And we're having minister training classes starting every Saturday on October 24th, 2020, from 12 p.m. to 2:30. It is for 12 weeks. So please get registered by next month, which is going to be October. And then you can get with Pastor Manning about any other thing, your book material. And then every first Sunday we have our communion, so remember to have your bread and your juice or whatever, your wine. And then third Sunday we go out to feed the homeless. So we're going out this Sunday, I mean third Sunday, next Sunday, to feed the homeless next Sunday. So if you like to donate, whatever you have to give, you contact Pastor Manning and she would take it from there. And one more thing, we have discipleship training will start in November. This is a training for 12 months. So you would contact Pastor Manny at 346-719-3349. I think that's our announcement for this week.
Yes, and we're still in intercessory prayer. Tomorrow's our last 7 days.
That's
we'll be completing our 7 days of intercessory prayer on tomorrow.
Amen.
So, you know, and that's our normal scheduled day, so we wrap up on our day that we normally would be. So we thank God for strength for being able to do that. God bless you, Sister Dylan. God bless you. God bless everyone. I thank everyone for being in service on today. It's been a great word that went forward at this time. We will have our pastor, Dorsey Manning, to give our benediction and close in here.
Amen. I come into agreement. You know, what a great great word that went forth on today. Pray that God pour back into you everything that left from you on this afternoon. Now may the God of peace brought again the dead, the Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, of the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you, which is well and pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen again. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you.
God bless you all. I bless you to prosper. I bless you all to be all God intended you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others, and I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in the spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you to be a place of joy. I bless you to have God's people around and about you every day of your life. I bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. I bless you to be a place of beauty. I bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. I bless you to operate and stay in a safe and true manner. I bless you to be valuable and useful. I bless you to be an asset and not a defect. I bless you to increase in your work in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless you, all God. We bless you, Father God, and we love you all, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So I hope to see you all tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., as well as my husband on an intercessory prayer call, so we can come together. So I thank God for this time with you all. Until next time, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your blessing and your protection as we go out, never leaving your presence. We thank you and we love you. You all have a good day. God bless you. Love you, Mama. Love you, honey. Love you, husband. Love you, Miss Connie. Love you, Aunt Sherry. Love you, Darvina. I try to get everybody. Love you all. Love you. Love you, love you, love you. Love you, Aunt Boo. Take care.
Come on, put your hands together.